There are two celestial bodies that illuminate the sky above the Earth. The sun lights up the sky during the day, and the moon shines gently at night. Today's topic is the moon, the light that shines at night. The motion of the moon. Just like the Earth spins as it orbits the sun, the moon is also in constant motion. The moon also spins as it orbits the Earth. The motion of the moon affects what it looks like when it is observed from the Earth, as well as phenomena such as solar and lunar eclipses. Let's take a closer look at the moon. The moon has three main features. First, we have the darkest parts of the moon. Then we have the brightest parts. And lastly, we have the craters. The darkest parts of the moon are referred to as the Maria, lunar seas, and the brightest parts are the highlands. Craters are marks left behind by asteroids that have collided with the moon. The Maria were formed by basaltic lava that flowed into and filled the lunar lowlands. These areas are flat and have a lower elevation than surrounding areas. The number of craters in the Maria is low, and the rocks here are younger than in other areas. The lunar highlands are the exact opposite of the Maria. They are higher in altitude than surrounding areas, have a large number of craters as well as older rocks. The last main feature of the moon is its craters, which are mostly the result of asteroid collisions. The largest of these craters has a diameter of almost 230 kilometers. Since the moon has no water and no atmosphere, its surface experiences almost no weathering and no erosion. This means that its surface features stay the same for long periods of time. The position of the moon as it revolves changes how it appears to us on Earth. These changes are known as the phases of the moon. These phases depend on which parts of the moon are receiving sunlight, and from which direction the moon is being viewed. The phases of the moon are the new moon, waxing crescent, first quarter, waxing gibbous, full moon, waning gibbous, last quarter, and waning crescent. A new moon occurs when the moon lies between the Earth and the sun. In this case, the side of the moon that is facing away from the Earth receives sunlight, and therefore, the moon cannot be seen by people on Earth. As we look up into the southern sky, the moon moves from east to west. We will now take a look at the various phases of the moon. Let's assume that there is a full moon. The full moon rises in the east in the early evening, passes through due south at midnight, and sets in the west in the early morning. This means a full moon can be seen for a long time. The last quarter moon rises in the east at midnight, passes through due south in the early morning, and sets in the west at noon, and can be observed in the southeast before sunrise. The first quarter moon rises in the east at noon, passes through due south in the early evening, then sets at midnight, and can be observed in the southwest after sunset. The waning crescent can only be seen in the early morning in the east, while the waxing crescent can only be seen in the early evening in the west. The moon travels around the Earth counterclockwise, moving from west to east. This movement around the Earth is known as the orbit of the moon. The orbital period of the moon can be expressed in either sidereal or synodic months. One sidereal month is the time it takes for the moon to orbit the Earth once and return to the same position in the celestial sphere. A sidereal month is 27.3 days and represents the actual orbital period of the moon. One synodic month is the time it takes for the moon to go from new moon to new moon, or full moon to full moon. A synodic month is 29.5 days and is known as the lunar month. The reason a sidereal month and a synodic month are different in length is because as the moon orbits the Earth also orbits the sun in the same direction. The moon also rotates on its axis, from west to east. It takes the moon 27.3 days to rotate once. You may have noticed that this is the same duration as the sidereal orbital period. Synchronous rotation is the term used to refer to the fact that the moon's orbital period and rotational period are the same. Let's assume we are looking down from above at the moon orbiting the Earth. The moon is above the Earth, and the side facing the Earth is marked with a red flag. If the moon did not rotate, we would be able to see all the sides of the moon from the Earth. But because the moon rotates, and its period of rotation is the same as its orbital period, we are only able to see one side of the moon from the Earth. On the other hand, if we were standing on the moon, on the side of the moon where the red flag is, and looking down on Earth, it would be possible to see all sides of the Earth. At certain times during the moon's rotation, the sun, moon, and Earth are aligned. In what is called a solar eclipse, the sun is hidden from view by the moon. At other times, the sun, Earth, and moon are aligned. When this happens, the moon enters the Earth's shadow and is hidden from view. This phenomenon is called a lunar eclipse. When a solar eclipse is viewed by a person in the northern hemisphere, the sun darkens and brightens from right to left. In a lunar eclipse, the moon darkens and brightens from left to right. We don't see solar and lunar eclipses every month. Why do you think that is? The path of the sun's annual motion is called the ecliptic, and the moon orbits along its own orbital plane. The sun's path of annual motion is parallel to the Earth's orbital plane, but the moon's orbital plane is tilted at around 5 degrees. This is why we don't see solar and lunar eclipses every time there is a new moon or full moon. There are various types of solar and lunar eclipses. First, we have full solar eclipses, partial solar eclipses, and annular solar eclipses. The type of solar eclipse is determined by the position of the moon's shadow. Before we go on, we must first discuss the idea of the umbra and the penumbra. The umbra is the innermost and darkest part of a shadow, where the light source is completely blocked. The penumbra is the region where only part of the light source is blocked. The penumbra is the lighter part of a shadow. In a full solar eclipse, the umbra of the moon completely blocks out the sun. In a partial solar eclipse, the sun is only partially blocked by the penumbra of the moon. An annular eclipse occurs when the apparent diameter of the moon is less than the apparent diameter of the sun. The moon is unable to completely block out the sun, and the edge of the sun is visible. Annular eclipses occur when there is a great distance between the moon and the Earth. There are only two types of lunar eclipses: full lunar eclipses and partial lunar eclipses. In a full lunar eclipse, the entire moon enters the umbra of the Earth. While the moon should not technically be visible when it is in the Earth's shadow, the surface is faintly visible because the moon reflects back some of the sunlight that is reflected and scattered in the Earth's atmosphere. Most blue light is scattered in the Earth's atmosphere and does not reach the moon. This is why when there is a full lunar eclipse, the moon appears to be a faint red. In a partial lunar eclipse, only part of the moon enters the umbra of the Earth. According to folklore in some regions, a rabbit or man living on the moon is the reason why the moon seems to change shape every night. But as we've learned today, changes in the shape of the moon are a result of how the moon moves. Now, our next session will be the last of the Why series. Up until now, we have explored various heavenly bodies, including the Earth and their motion, and in our last session, we will explore the solar system as a whole.
series of Y.